Deanna for the stack.
Okay.
I want to be on the stack.
Well, hold on. We'll see.
I've said my name already. Please.
Kim, we'll see how this shakes out. Hold on.
No, I want to be on the stack.
There are two speakers for and two speakers against. That is our procedure. Hold on. I've added your name. I'll see how it works out. Brian.
So the question is whether to put this on the agenda, and it seems to me it's consistent with the purpose that this meeting was noticed for when Margie sent us an email about the meeting's purposes 8 days ago. I personally have problems with the motion, but I think the underlying issues deserve a discussion in this meeting, and I will support putting it on the agenda, and I will make arguments against the portions of the motion that I don't like if we ever get to our agenda. So let's get to the agenda, folks.
Point of order. Point of order.
No, Kim.
Point of order.
No.
It was not noticed 8 days ago. It was not.
No,
okay,
way.
Never mind. Okay. I'm sorry.
Never mind.
We'll talk about it somewhere else. Jose,
it was not noticed 8 days. Will you people please start telling the truth? There was nothing noticed 7 or 8 days ago. It was noticed an hour or two ago, period. Stop pretending that this is in order. It's not.
Thank you, Kim.
Who called on you, Kim?
No one.
Point of
Jose
information. Point of information.
What is your question?
Are we talking about the engagement of council that has already happened, and we were told about an hour before this meeting began without any procedure? Is that what we're talking about? Just to make sure. I'm curious about questions of legal counsel here.
Point
somebody's
of order.
Somebody's
Janet.
Already left the meeting because
Janet.
There was no legal
point
counsel.
Point of
Janet.
Order.
It's into very
Janet.
Serious jeopardy. And
what
now
is your
you're
point
talking
of order?
About getting
your...
a whole bunch of ramming
point
through
of order
gets
what is
legal counsel
what is
without any
Janet.
Review.
Janet, what is your...
I think I gave you my point. That
no.
was my question.
I don't understand the question. I'm calling on Benito, who
us.
Has the point of order. Go ahead, Benito. What
I just reversed
order?
The language. You could answer that.
Mark, if you stop talking, we can hear Janet.
Oh, please. Okay. I'm so sorry.
So my question.
I don't know. I don't know what the question is, and I'm not going to respond. Jose Luis, you have the floor.
Yeah, I had a point of order.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is your point of order?
My point of order is that I think that the chair should, I don't know how, but needs to call the member who just spoke to, excuse me, this is a point of order, that the person who just spoke repeatedly does the same thing over and over and over again, day after day after day, issue after issue after issue. She says something, excuse me, she says something like point of order or point of information, and then she proceeds to speak and speak and speak without waiting to be recognized. So that's point number one. Point number two, her points of information and or order are never that, but are argument.
As I understand it, you're asking the chair to try and maintain order in the meeting. Is that what you're asking?
And to call this speaker to account.
I will make every effort to keep order in the meeting. I will ask people not to speak unless they've been recognized, and I will ask people to be on topic. Okay. I am calling on Jose Luis on the issue of adding the motion that Carolyn just read to us to the agenda for tonight's agenda. Jose Luis.
For the same reasons we just voted down Director Uzel's motion, we have to vote this motion down. Was not noticed 7 days beforehand. It's not a unanimous consent of all directors to discuss this issue.
Okay.
I'm
calling on a
Carolyn
speaker again. I am calling on a speaker four. We've had speaker four. I need a
speaker. Hank, I'll speak four.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, Hank. What is your I don't know what you said, Carolyn. You said point of
Carolyn, a point of information.
This is a question. You have a question?
Yes it is. I don't see anything on the agenda about being noticed 7 days in advance. So for this meeting, that doesn't carry. If I miss something, they at least tell me where this is. I don't see anything on the calendar about being noticed. Nothing.
I think
not your agenda and not his.
I'm calling on Hank to. What is your?
No, wait a minute. I was on the stack long before Hank.
There was
a stack. Do you want to speak in favor of the motion?
2-4 and 2 against.
Yeah.
Point of information.
You said one more four. That's it.
And I was on the stack.
Do you want to talk?
Yes, I want to speak.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I know. It's bad. People interrupt. People don't wait to be recognized. It's very difficult. Kim, you may speak in favor of the motion. And
I ask for a point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your question, Richard?
My question is, the director who came on earlier and said that these motions have to be presented 7 days. Has that director ever read the Robert's Rules of Order? That's not in Robert's Rules of Order.
Inappropriate. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, it's incorrect.
Kim.
Incorrect. He's wrong.
Kim.
He's always wrong.
Do you want to speak in
favor
of the motion? Thank you.
Yes, I do.
Please.
I would like to put this discussion of an attorney on the open agenda. You have presented an hour or two ago the name of an attorney who is your personal attorney for us to hire as corporate counsel this evening. It's completely out of order. That counsel has conflict of interest. He used to work for Dan Siegel,
and he has
represented several people on this board already. It's completely out of order, and we need to discuss a proper procedure
on the
open stream.
Thank you. All right.
That is correct. Thank you.
We are now going to come to a vote on adding Carolyn's motion, which she read to us. It's also in your email boxes. It might be up on your screen.
Adding it where?
Adding it to tonight's agenda. Where on the agenda would you like it added? Carolyn?
I think it should be first, because you have, as Kim pointed out, you've already noticed another hire.
You want it to be...
This protocol has to be addressed before we hire somebody in who is completely...
Carolyn, where on the agenda?
Would you ask the director out of order? First on the agenda.
Where on the agenda,
item.
Carolyn?
I said the first item on the agenda.
Okay,
as soon as we approve the
first item after we approve the agenda. Is that right? Okay.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So the motion is to add Carolyn's motion as the first item on the agenda. I ask the secretary to take the roll, please.
Brian Edwards-Teeger?
Pass.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Can't hear you.
No.
Janet Colburn?
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta?
No.
Lydia Brozón?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes, Manisha Saba, yes.
Manisha, we're voting in station order.
I'm sorry, I said... I apologize.
Adriana Castaneda, please.
I
can't hear you, Adriana.
She said no.
Thank you. Hank Lamb?
I'll say yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
Carolyn Durden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Manager Saba?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Tony Norman?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert?
Abstain.
Green vote. No, one moment, please. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was unmuted. The vote is 991. Do you wish to vote?
Yes. I'll vote no.
Okay, the vote is 910-1. The motion fails.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be recognized to make a motion.
Have you sent the motion to the board yet, Richard?
I will as soon as I'm recognized and I can read it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. UZEL moves that the CFO workplace investigation be released immediately to the whole board.
Point of order.
Second the motion.
I'll second it.
Brian, point of order.
Go ahead, Brian. What's your point of order?
This is not a public session discussion.
You cannot.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's just procedure.
Yes, it is. It just released the report. It's not saying what the report says or anything. It just released the report. You have the report. Let us know what it says.
Okay. I'll let the motion go forward. Do you have a second, Richard?
I think
Janet Coleman seconded it.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. All right. Once again, we will have two speakers for and two against. Go ahead, Richard. You can motivate, and then we'll have.
Madam Chair, this is a very dangerous debate to have on a public stream. You are talking about a confidential personnel matter. It creates liability for the foundation. It is out of order.
I take your point. I take your point. It's out
it
of order.
It is not out of order.
It is out of order. I'm sorry. I rule it out of order. And
point of order.
Hiring and firing is
point of order.
What do you people have to hide? Why do y'all hide?
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Carolyn?
We're not discussing the report. We're just asking that you distribute it to the full PNB. I know you and some others have seen it, but not the full PNB. That's improper, and we want it discussed.
I'd be happy to discuss this with you in close session.
We don't want to discuss the report. We want it. We ask that we get it.
I have ruled that this discussion is out of order, and we are going to move on. Richard, did you?
Madam Chair,
Madam
Chair, this is Hank. I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I would like to move that we not discuss it whatsoever in this meeting. However, I would like the motion to be voted on during this meeting so that we can release it to the members of the board.
Let's see. Richard,
simply releasing no discussion.
Second that motion.
Wait, this is an amendment to Richard's motion. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's a substitute.
A substitute. Okay. All right. So let's debate the substitute. We're going to have two speakers for and two against.
I need that email, please.
Yeah. We don't. I don't see.
This is Lydia.
Richard, I don't have a computer in front of me.
Lydia.
Can Hank motivate it? Can Hank motivate it, please?
Hold on a second. I didn't recognize you, Kim. I recognized Lydia. Lydia has the floor.
Okay. As has been the case with other things which CPB, other items like this, which have to do with specific personnel, it is discussed in closed session. You cannot, once you put something on an agenda, preclude people from discussing it. So that's one reason it needs to go to executive session. The other reason is because the aspects of what has happened with that report that we may not know about, I have not seen it. But that needs to be explained in executive session so we know what the request needs to be. But you cannot preclude someone's discussion of something once it's put on the agenda. It's just not done. Once we go into executive session, we can certainly make this identical request that Hank just made, but do it fully informed. I do not believe that it is beneficial to the foundation not to have full information about what you're requesting about if others have some information that could have an impact on how we vote on matters. But specifically, this cannot be discussed in open session.
Madam Chair, can I respond to that?
Rodrigo,
when I'm recognized, Rodrigo.
Hold on one second. I believe that based on the question of security of the foundation and issues of personnel that we cannot have this discussion in open session.
We're not discussing the matter in the content.
The problem is that Richard's motion has language in it that that exposes us to very dangerous situations.
Point of order.
What about the substitute?
I am suggesting that we take this up in executive session. It is not a
objection.
That is my
objection.
Ruling.
Point of order.
Objection.
We're voting on the substitute. We're voting on the substitute.
And for information before we vote.
All right. Hank, you haven't sent your substitute to the board. Rodrigo.
I do not have a computer in front of me. I stated that before.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Go ahead, Rodrigo.
Yeah. So this is what I want to say. I mean, we all are going to know what it is. I haven't gotten any information either. So, and I don't think, you know, anyways, it would go nowhere. And this is only something natural that is going to happen. Before we proceed with any decision, we have to discuss it. So the information that is being addressed at this motion, it will be disclosed anyways at a closed session. So I don't even see, you know, the purpose of putting up a motion that, you know, actually it's a natural work of that we have to do anyways. So I haven't seen that, and I don't know who these people are calling that they already seen it, but they know some people that already seen it. I haven't seen anything. So, and I'm assuming that when we have a closed session, we'll see that. I'm on a demand too, and I'm in total agreement. We all have to see it, of course, you know. But that's part of our work.
Why don't we just send it?
So I mean, like, I don't have
it. That's it.
But you know what? This is the thing. You know, I'm gonna demand it just like you. And you know, I'm not saying, you know, I want to see it too. I want everyone to see it. Thank you.
Okay.
We don't need no motion.
This motion is out of order and may be brought up in executive session, but is not appropriate in open session. That's my ruling. What is the language of the substitute?
The language of the substitute is that we not discuss any of the content, merely discuss whether the board should have it or not, and release it to the board.
That's Brian here with a point of order.
Go ahead, Brian.
Guys, we're creating libel issues with discussing
only
the
if we discuss content.
No, no,
let me
no.
We all know that.
Hank, don't interrupt.
We're getting into dangerous territory the minute we start publicly discussing the existence of an investigation into any alleged individual misconduct.
My ruling is that this motion is not appropriate. Neither motion is appropriate. And then we can take the question up in closed session. That is my ruling.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
What?
Yeah,
ahead,
Janet,
Carolyn.
Comment on this.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think it's an open secret. I think Brian's previous law trustee should. We need
point
to
of
have
order.
A report.
Point of order.
The fact that I have ruled this motion out of order.
We are not discussing it anymore. I have ruled it out of order.
I'm going to move to censure the chair for withholding information from the board to which it is entitled. Thank you.
Point of order.
Yes, Serene, what is your point of order?
I believe the only thing that can be done now is to challenge the chair and move on. We've spent the past hour and a half doing what exactly?
Am I on the statute, Janice?
What's on the agenda?
Dealing with this
an
people,
act.
What have we been doing?
What's on the agenda is reporting, making a public report out from the last closed session, and discussing the next PMB meeting.
I'll challenge the ruling of the chair on that last.
Thank you.
Ruling.
Is there a second to the challenge?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Who?
Carolyn. The ruling of the chair is that Richard Uzel, both Richard's motion and Hank's substitute motion are out of order for public session, and therefore I'm ruling them out of order. Can we please have two for and two against. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm ruling of the chair. You can all talk all you want. Who wants to talk?
Is that, I move to split the questions. Motion per motion.
Rodrigo, I need to recognize.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, please.
Yes, Carolyn. Serene, I'm sorry. What
okay.
is your? So,
yeah, please don't.
I'm sorry.
I object to that Snyder
motion.
It's typical.
Motion was previously ruled out of order, and there was no challenge to it, so we don't have to deal with that. The only so there's no need to split anything, because the only thing that is on the floor is being ruled out of order now is Hank Lam's motion.
Okay. All right. On the substitute motion. Okay. I do not...
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair.
Wait a minute. We're dealing with one challenge at a time.
Why?
My challenge... You...
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana.
We have, when the chair rules... Please clarify to me. When the chair rules, Richard, you sell motion out of order. Nobody challenged.
That's
right.
I challenge you.
I'm sorry. May I finish? Or you keep having the floor even when I'm talking?
Stop. Everybody, Adriana has the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. Then Director Lam make a substitute motion, and Tim Kaufman seconded, and the chair ruled it out of order. The challenge, obviously, the first one wasn't challenged. The challenge is for the Lam Kaufman substitute motion, right?
I am here. She said...
Madam Chair, may I please?
Go ahead, Serena.
Adriana's point is the same as mine. We're taking the same records. When Uzel's motion was ruled out of order, there was no challenge to it. It died. Hank brought a second motion, which you ruled out of order, and Uzel challenged. But
the name is Uzel. The name is Uzel, and I challenged them both.
I'm speaking. Be quiet.
Uzel. That's Uzel.
Oh, please, Richard.
Okay, whatever. It's Robert. The same pronunciation I've been using all along, and I don't know why you're suddenly having trouble with it.
Okay.
I'll call you Richard. That's not a problem. I can get that one straight. Richard.
I'll try to get Serene right.
Please, do not speak out of order. Serene has the floor. Would you please finish, Serene?
Thank you. So the point that I made and the point that Adriana is making is that the only challenge that can be made at this point is to the Lam motion, and it was made by Richard... What is it? Uzel?
Okay. All right. That's
Thank
fine.
You.
All right.
Very funny. Oh,
stop. Okay. So I agree with Serene. We are now discussing the challenge to the chair in which I ruled out of order Hank's motion. I am... Who wants to talk?
Could the chair explain her ruling first?
Sure. I think it's a slippery slope, and that it needs to be discussed in closed session, not in open session. I am happy to deal with whatever questions people have. I have sent you in written documents my response to this question, but I don't think it's appropriate in open session, and we can talk about it in closed session. That's all I have to say.
Can I be on the
Carolyn
or whatever there is?
Okay, so
Carolyn
yeah.
would like to speak in favor also.
Okay, so this is upholding the chair, whether or not you uphold the chair, and my ruling to make this motion out of order.
Carolyn on the stand, please.
Anyone else?
Kim.
Janet.
Okay. All right.
Who challenged this?
Rodrigo.
Who challenged the chair?
Richard challenged the chair on Hank's motion.
Then I get to motivate.
Go ahead, Richard.
Everybody knows that there were questions that were looking into. in this instance. The report was brought back a week or more, 2 weeks maybe, ago. And
Marty, stop him.
Richard, I have to speak to the challenge of the chair. I'm sorry.
The unelected
you either
chair
uphold or do not uphold
given
the chair.
That report to everybody, and everybody needs it.
Okay, thank you.
It's not a secret, or it shouldn't be.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd like to speak for.
Is there another to be spoken against the chair?
I'm sorry. This is unfortunately in a challenge to the chair. There is no limit on the number of speakers, but everybody only gets to speak once. Okay.
Oh, I don't think I went yet.
No, you didn't. I'll tell you who I have on the list: Carolyn Kim, Janet, and Rodrigo. Did somebody else ask to get on the list?
Janet, can point of personal privilege.
Yeah, I do now. Janet C.
You are on the list.
Janet.
Oh, okay.
Janet
K.
What is your point of personal privilege?
Please, would everybody, when they say Janet, say either Janet C. or Janet K. Thank you.
I apologize. Yes, I understand. Okay. I thought I heard one more voice. Is there another voice?
Yes, Hank.
Okay, Hank. Okay. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, I think it's really important to note that ordinarily it would be in closed session, but the chair has already acted on the contents of this report without showing it to the board. And some of us believe that this is totally improper. You are withholding information from the board, which is entitled to have the report, and you have acted on it in a way that we understand contravenes the recommendations of the report. So it's extremely crucial that this report be distributed to the board so we can see what the story is and what the facts are. It would be a shame to be accusing the chair of doing something illegal, but we don't know. And what we've heard is very suspicious. So just in terms of openness, we need to see, we have a right to see. You don't have the right to withhold this from the board, no matter how wonderful your reasons are or how much your actions have brought liability to this board. And withholding it is another one of those actions. So I would urge you to not compound a problem by withholding it further. Just distribute it to the board, and we will decide what to do with it in a closed session. Thank you.
Tim.
Oh, well, you know, unfortunately,
the topic, we understand that the issue is whether or not you uphold the ruling of the chair.
Yes, please don't interrupt me.
Thank you.
I'm concerned about your assertions that you sent us information about this, which is clearly not true. And the only way that we can possibly get this on the agenda is to speak up and get it on the agenda so we can get this.
Thank you.
Never helped
in summer. Janet,
somebody talking?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I am concerned about the fact that I got this notice an hour ago about something of such import. And the fact that you've done that at all, that you've assumed so many, all due respect to the chair, but you've assumed so many startling and unusual chores for yourself, like appointing an attorney without consulting us, like accepting this investigation without
point
consulting
of order
us, like a whole bunch of things.
I
don't know that your point of order is correct. I know that this particular member can't stand it when I say anything.
Point of order.
When he spent all of last year saying nothing but Janet, for hours on end. Point of order, he'd say, for an hour.
Point of order.
And this would be like that. There he is now.
Hold on a second, Janet. What is your point of order, Rodrigo?
Benito,
I'm sorry.
To shut me up, that's his point
Janet.
Of order.
What is your point of order?
My point of order is that, again, this member wants to argue about everything under the sun except the matter at hand. So she's not speaking to whether or not the ruling of the chair is proper or improper.
However, I think
dispute that on
the
grounds of the First Amendment.
Janet, I hear your point, Benito, but I chose not to interrupt the member because I figured it would take less time to let her speak her 90 seconds and then we could move on.
Thank you.
You have about 30 seconds left, Janet.
Never mind.
Thank you.
Thank you. I rest my case.
Rodrigo.
Yes, again, you know, I just want to, you know, tell the people, you know, basically that we are going to all get to know the information. That is going to have to happen. And I do want to, you know, to let the people that might be listening, that, you know, we're trying to move forward the meetings, but the way that the meetings are handled, it's very difficult to achieve anything. So if we can move on this item, this agenda, you're ruling, you know, that this is out of, you know, it's not proper for this discussion. Let's vote on it and just get over it and move on, you know, please, you know. I mean, some people are listening to these meetings and they see how we conduct our meetings and our sessions without achieving anything. And it's not good for anybody, not even for you guys. I mean, it's like the way you look, you talk and talk over people, interrupt others. It's not good for your reputation. It's not good for the whole foundation reputation. So let's move on, please. You know, let's vote on it, whether it passes or not. And let's move on, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we're speaking on whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. Hank.
Well, the reason that I support Richard in this, in his questioning the chair's ruling, is that in my motion, there is language to prevent any discussion of content, merely to have the report released to the board members.
Okay. Thank you, Hank. All right. Are we ready to vote on the issue of upholding the chair?
Janet Kay, can I be on the staff?
Yes.
Brian here.
Okay. Janet and then Brian.
And Serene, can you hear me?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, yes. Yeah, so there was a point earlier that if a motion is on the agenda, that it would have to be discussed. Well, the discussion would not be about the investigation. It would be about the motion to distribute the investigation.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Look. And this is in the reports that Margie has sent to us.
That's right.
The advice from Pacifica's HR consultants was that that report had to be modified before it was distributed to board members so as to protect the confidentiality of people who spoke to an investigator when they were guaranteed confidentiality. And because this board has had repeated and flagrant breaches of confidentiality. Now, we can discuss how to achieve that and get this out to the board, but we can't have that kind of mechanical discussion in a public session. The members of this board are not very good at staying on topic, best intentions aside. So I'm for maximum disclosure as well as all of my colleagues. But there's some stuff we cannot do in public session without creating liability for the foundation.
Point of information, this is Kim.
Yes, Kim, what is your question?
How does Brian know so much about this? We don't know this information.
I read the written reports that Margie sends the board.
Right.
So do I.
Well,
this was not in there.
Yes, it was. Okay, I can't discuss that. Are we ready to vote on the motion now?
Yes.
So the motion is whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. I will ask the secretary to take the roll.
Brian Edwards-Peters?
Yes.
Is there Louise Wenders?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Thank you, Janet Colvin?
No.
Rodrigo Arrieta?
Yes.
Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Kim Colvin? Kim Colvin?
To uphold the chair, no.
Lawrence Ray?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Okay, Slam?
I'm not voting under protest.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Ezell? Richard?
This is to uphold the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
No. No.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn Burden? Janet Coleman?
No.
No, for transparency.
Jim Brown. Jim, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Jim. I'm sorry. Jim says yes.
Jim says yes.
Thank you. Benita Diaz?
Yeah.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Sorry. Someone did we not? Carolyn Burden? Green vote. Yes, one moment, please. Madam Chair, the vote is 11-6.
Thank you. I'll abstain.
Oh, Carolyn, on the floor, please. I got knocked off.
May I vote? The vote has been.
Hello.
The vote has been announced. It's 11-6.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I have one more motion I'd like to bring forward.
Okay, Richard, go ahead.
Okay, Yuzel moves that when those who have worked for Pacifica in the past are considered for a different position that requires a board vote, that any write-ups against them that is in their records be released to the entire board. I'm typing
I'll
that
second
out.
That.
Send it.
I second.
Okay. Holy cow. I think this is also a personnel issue which needs to be dealt with in closed session.
No, we're not talking
about anybody in particular.
This is in general. Okay, thank you very much.
Manager, I would like to amend that.
Well, wait a minute. It hasn't even been
have
seconded.
An amendment to that.
Hold on. It hasn't even been seconded yet. And
I second it and amend it.
Okay,
you can't amend it. The question is adding it to the agenda.
Hold on. Richard is proposing to add this motion to the agenda. I am asking now if there is a second.
Yes.
I second, Manager.
Thank you. All right. The floor.
Hold on.
Discussion. Hold on. I heard a bunch of voices. I heard.
Manager.
Okay. Thank you.
Manager is trying to make it an amendment.
Hold on.
We're called on, Benito.
Hold on. Please. Somebody.
I'm motivated.
Everybody put their phones on mute except Richard. Richard, you may motivate your motion.
Yes. This is not about anybody in particular. This is about finding out in our own records there are people that have received bad reports for things they've done in the past, but we don't consider those or haven't considered those when we're considering for new positions. And all this is that anything that's negative in our own files be sent to the board so that the board can see the track record of the person being considered to be hired. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
We're debating putting it on the agenda, not the motion.
That's right. We are not debating the motion. We are only talking about whether to put it on the agenda. Adriana had a question. What is your question, Adriana?
I didn't receive yet Richard Musil's motion.
Okay.
Point of information.
Richard
on the stream.
I'm sending it. I'm sending it shortly. I'm working on it.
Thank you. Okay. We are now. Let's see. So, who wants? People want to speak about Richard's motion. Do I hear anyone want to talk about it?
Sure. I mean. I'll do it.
Go ahead. Who is this?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
Well, I think for obvious reasons, this is a proper motion that we should know who we are employing. The fact that there is information that's available to members of the board, we should have access to it in order to know what we're doing in terms of hiring people to work in these positions.
Thank you, Kim.
Manager?
Manager, go ahead.
Yes, I would like to, I said I want to amend it, to add all the positive and negative, all the comments and whatever is about them in the file to be released, not only and also negative. It depends on the person who chooses what's negative, what is positive, what is in between. So, thank you.
Thank you. Let me ask you a question, Richard. Did you limit your, was your motion to limit it to negative comments?
It was.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Brian.
The question is whether to put this on the agenda. You can't amend it until it's on the agenda and we've gotten to it.
Okay, thank you.
We don't have it
on the record, so I don't have to talk again.
Okay, so your amendment will come up when and if this motion gets on the agenda. Okay, Manager? Next. Anyone else want?
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
We need the motion in writing before discussing anything.
Okay. Richard, are you sending us the motion?
You'll be there shortly.
Thank you. I think we should discuss it, but even though we don't have it. So let's, the floor is open. All right. Richard, are you sending it to us? I'm sorry.
I just said it. I don't know if you got it or not.
Okay, let me see.
Yes, I received it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. So the motion is on the floor to add this item to the agenda for tonight. I am ready to hear two speakers against. Richard is already motivated. Anyone against?
Serene, please.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so it's an interesting concept. I think it belongs in the personnel committee where it can be really discussed. I don't see why, if such a thing were to be approved, it would be limited to people that the board hires, because we certainly know there was a rotating wheel of people being placed in management positions over the past couple of years from one station to another, regardless of what their history or alleged history may have been. So it's something worth discussing, but it's not worth discussing on the level of the PMB at this point. Send it to personnel, raise it in personnel. I believe the member may actually be on the personnel committee, I don't know. But it's not worth it's not worth the time that we would spend discussing it now. Not that we have time to discuss anything. We have 8 minutes left.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
What is your question, Richard?
Do we have a functioning personnel committee right now?
No.
Do we have any committees right now?
Yes. No. We have. We have some committees. We are trying to deal with the elections for the PMB directors on committees where there are more than one person.
Madam Chair, might I address that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Obviously, sending ballots to the Pacific National office at this point is not feasible, and we actually have two people in Los Angeles who are willing to conduct the balloting, provided, you know, we won't find yet another objection to getting moving here. So if the members are good with that, Terry Goodman has indicated he's available to help.
Point of information, this is not on the agenda.
She was asking a question.
As is John Gary, who has served as recording secretary for the PMB and is currently previously KPFK LSB secretary, Terry Goodman, has been on the LSB in KPFK and has chaired, I believe he chaired the elections committee at one point.
Put this on the agenda for next time.
Stop running out of the floor.
Stop it. She has the floor.
Kim Kaufman, please be quiet. You do have to be recognized before you speak.
She has
the floor.
And
you
go to you. No, I recognized her. I asked. Excuse me.
Not speaking about the agenda.
I'm sorry.
You be quiet.
So in answer to the question about the DNB committees, yes. We are ready to go. Every time that we've tried to complete these elections, someone or the other has thrown up a block, some sort of problem with something. So provided there are no more problems, the committee list has been closed, there are four elections, we can just get that done now.
No, we can't. We need to vote on who is going to cast the vote.
Absolutely.
Everybody be quiet.
Obstructionism.
Everybody be quiet. We are now going back to the agenda, which will be two speakers for and two speakers against adding Richard's motion to the agenda. Do I have a speaker for? Oh, I already had a speaker for. I need one more speaker for and two against.
What is the motion again?
Oh, please. You spoke on it, Kim.
She just spoke on it.
You spoke on it. You spoke in favor of it. Okay,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Going on.
Diverted.
I'm sorry. I need another speaker for or someone against. Do I have another speaker for? All right. Someone
against. Besides,
I
said
it's not a man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Manage. What did you speak for? Do you want to speak for it?
Yes, I already spoke for it, but
I'm sorry that
I shouldn't be talking. Actually,
you're right. Two people have spoken for it. Serene spoke against it.
We don't have to have two.
We don't have to have two. Is there another speaker against? All right, Madam Chair, please take the vote.
Janet, a point of information.
What is your question? Hold on a second. What is your question, Janet?
I'm sorry. Is this voting on Manage's amendment or Richard's?
No. I ruled Manage's amendment out of order.
Okay.
The item has to get on the agenda, and then she can make an amendment. This is to place the item on the agenda. Thank you.
Richard Uzzell's motion.
That's right.
Yes, can you repeat the whole motion, please?
Okay, sure. It's kind of, let's see. Uzzell moves.
I'll read it.
Okay. No. Go ahead, Richard.
Uzzell moves that when those who have worked for Pacifica in the past are considered for a different position that the board will be hiring, that any write-up against them that is in their Pacifica records shall be released to the whole board.
Okay. All right. We're voting on whether or not to add this item to the agenda. I'm asking the secretary to take the roll.
Brian Edwards Seeger.
Pass.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Colvin.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Sorry, did you say yes?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman. Barnes Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Abstain.
Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
Joe Ryder?
Yes.
Richard.
Thank you. Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Burden votes yes.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Abstain.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Brian Edwards Seeger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Serena abstain. One moment. I'm asking the asking Adriana to double check her vote. I have 14-5. I'm sorry, 14-0-5. What do you have?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
same one.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No. Present but not voting.
Kim, with a point of information.
Okay.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. It's the we have reached the end of the time for this agenda, and the only thing we can do now is for this portion of the meeting, the only thing we can do now is vote on outstanding motions, and the only outstanding motion is the motion that Lydia Brezon made to approve the agenda. That is, that is the only question before us. What is your question, Kim?
Why, if I noticed my motion to set the meetings for the rest of the year over a month ago, wasn't it on the agenda tonight?
Okay.
Please answer that question.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
The agenda, Kim. You never got to it because you were arguing about it.
Yeah.
Please answer that question.
The agenda.
I noticed it over a month ago. Why wasn't it on the agenda?
Sorry. The only matter before us is voting on the motion that Lydia made to approve the agenda.
Point of information.
We are now
answering my question.
I am calling, I'm asking the Secretary to take the vote at this point. Madam Secretary.
Okay, point of order, Madam Chair, question, please.
What is your point? What is your question? Well, let's see. Point of order. Go ahead. What is your point of order, Janet Kay?
Okay, so Lydia moved to approve the agenda, but the agenda has been amended, so there's no motion that's on the floor to approve the agenda as amended.
It's the motion. The motion is to approve the agenda as amended. That's what we.
That's not what the motion was. That's not what the motion was initially.
Correct.
It was to approve the agenda.
That's correct.
We just amended the agenda, so now we're approving the
agenda. That's how it works. That's how it works.
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. I apologize. But the motion to approve the agenda is now a motion to move to approve the agenda as amended. It would be really nice if we could get through this smoothly. Serene, did you have a question?
Yes, are we moving?
Let's vote.
Yeah, let's vote. So we're voting on the question.
I'm sorry, hello?
Yes.
I'm asking whether we're approving the agenda and adjourning to a date certain.
No, because we never got to that.
We can't do that because we didn't get to that question.
Because they didn't put my motion on the agenda.
I apologize.
Kim wanted to argue all the time and not get to the agenda.
Orders of the day.
Everybody be quiet.
That's the problem with not having an agenda.
Good job, Kim. Good job, Kim.
Stop. Good job. No.
Stop
good
it.
Job, you guys, for what? Not giving a notice agenda and letting us participate in making the agenda.
Good job, Kim.
The Secretary will please call the roll. The motion before
Madam Chair,
is to approve.
I'm sorry. I need to ask for clarification.
No, it's move.
Serene, let me say this.
I'm speaking to Margie Wilkinson, so I don't know who that was, but you need to stop.
Okay, go ahead. What?
Okay. Are we talking about a continuation meeting, or did we really just spend 2 hours doing something that means nothing?
I'm concerned about that. But in any case, the motion is to approve the agenda as amended, and that's all we're doing now. And we're not doing anything else. And we're adjourning to executive session. Go ahead, Serene.
Brian Edwards, Stegert.
Yes.
Point of information?
I'm sorry, we're in the middle of a vote. I apologize.
I just...
Abstain.
Janet Tobin. Pass. Rodrigo Agueta.
Pass.
Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Ron Reyes.
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Hank Lam. Can't hear you. George Ryder.
I'm sorry, I had mute on. I vote for yes.
Thank you, Hank. George Ryder.
Yes.
Richard from Texas.
No.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes, I do vote yes.
Please.
I'm sorry. Carolyn Burden? Janet Coleman?
No.
Marie-Jay Sabah?
I am not sure what are we voting on.
The amenda as agended.
No, the agenda as amended.
As amended. What did I just say?
It means that all the items that were on the agenda and went on the agenda is going to be discussed that next week, next session.
The next meeting.
Next meeting, I pass.
Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Tony Norman.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
No.
Okay, coming back through for those I did not hear or who passed, Janet Coburn.
No.
Rodrigo. Pound pound one to unmute, folks. Carolyn Burden. Manny J.
This is Rodrigo. Both days, you know. Sorry, you know, I was mute.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Carolyn Burden, you there? Manny J. Sabah.
Abstain.
Jim Brown. Can't hear you, Jim. Doreen votes yes.
Is there Jim votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone whom I've not called? One moment, please, Chair. Eleven, 5-2. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Sure, I'll vote yes.
12-5-2.
Thank you. All right, we're adjourned now to executive session. See you all in a few minutes.